G'day, Berkey.
Slats.
Good morning, boys.
All right.
TK, hello.
We need... I was just telling Berkey about Robbie Madison trying to flip his ute and breaking his neck. And he's fortunately...
Goes okay now.
Evel Knievel. Give us some hope, Berkey.
I think there's plenty of hope, Slats.
Yeah, great.
For the weekend. We go up to Brisbane for the final Bledisloe. It would have been great. You know, you think back now, probably 4 or 5 weeks ago, in that last 3 minutes for that game against the All Blacks in Dunedin. You just think, if they held on, we go to this weekend as a decider for the Bledisloe Cup.
Well, then I'm excited.
Then you're excited. There's still, in a way, there's still something to look forward to because of you look at this game. I think they've progressed. They're playing. They're talking about this style. They're talking about the processes and the systems, that kind of stuff. I hope it all comes together tomorrow because what they need is, one is a bit of belief, I think, to start with. You know, and the two draws against South Africa doesn't help along the way. You know, you get those, you get that win in Dunedin. It's a whole different year. But they play a team that's, pardon me, they play a team that's made four changes. No Beauden Barrett this weekend. That helps. He had a head knock. He's been outstanding. He was player of the year last year. And he's been brilliant again this year. I think this team is gettable on the weekend. And you talk about dead rubbers. They don't have dead rubbers. They're always, you know, a pride in the jersey. We heard Steve Hansen yesterday say, you know, if you beat the All Blacks, you hang your hat on that and you've had a good season.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
That's what it comes down to for tomorrow for the boys.
Wow,
up in Brisbane.
That's some value, 460. And, yeah, the All Blacks, mate, they know how to win, but they've had the close ones, haven't they?
Yeah.
So they've just got over the line. And
last week's against South Africa, 25-24.
Yeah.
But, you know, they had the game sewn up. South Africa scored in the last minute, so it brought it to that one-pointer. But you're right. They just know how to win. And that's – you go back to the last time there was a game in Brisbane. It was a 29-28, I think it was. And they came to the party in that dead rubber and stole it in the end there. So – For them, there's still plenty to play for. There's pride on the line as well. You know, they want to leave. Their call is they want to leave the jersey in a better spot each time they play. So there's no resting in this game at all. So we need to match fire with fire. Pretty simple.
Only one change for us. Rob Simmons comes into that second row.
Yeah.
So he's a big man quite clearly. Carmichael Hunt couldn't make the team, although he was fully fit.
Yeah.
Well, but not match fit. But Michael Checkers erred against that.
I think with the Isaac Rodder change to Rob Simmons, that was through injury. So, in effect, he's kept the same team. Exactly.
No
right.
Selection changes,
no.
Only forced injury change.
Correct. Yeah. And then you look at that back line, it stays the same. In a way, I think it's a good call not having Carmichael Hunt there, only for the fact that sometimes you need consistency. To play week in, week out is... just helps the mindset when you get onto the field there.
Sure.
And they've got they've locked down that centre pairing again. They're looking at the wingers. Marika Korobedi has been outstanding. You look at the way he scores
Told
a try.
You so.
Oh, you look at the way
Hate
he scores
to say
a try.
That.
And
I forget you're saying it.
Yeah, of course you do.
When you're playing fullback and a winger's going for a try, they usually try and, you know, do a bit of feet and go to the outside. You see him, there was a picture of him last week, and he's leaning into the fullback to say, hey, I'm going to take contact here.
Loves
and,
contact.
Oh, loves contact.
You didn't have to be a genius, Slats, to nominate Marika Korobedi, is it?
Yeah. So get him on a one-on-one with McKenzie. And McKenzie's not a big man. And so, you know, give him the ball. And so that's going to be the options for the weekend, to give these guys the chance to run with the pill. And then you'll see some, hopefully you see some, you know, devastating runs by him. But hasn't he been, I think Cech has been right in holding him back, just to say, let you learn for the game. He had a couple of mistakes against South Africa. He came outside in a couple of times and let South Africa through in that game against Bloemfontein. But that's all about chat, you know, because he wants to make the hit, basically.
And Berkey, I think some time ago you were talking about a more simple game, but obviously eliminating mistakes.
Yeah.
Are they eliminating mistakes?
They're getting. There's still some though, Slats.
Yeah.
I think that's the. That's
and
the,
it's at crucial times.
Yeah,
obviously.
Correct. That's the biggest one. You know, to be able to rid those small errors. And when you're playing New Zealand, that's the thing. You know,
you press.
You drop the ball. They pick it up and go, and they can run 60, 70, 80 to score a try. So that's the biggest thing. Push hard. But eliminate those mistakes, and if you do that, because you've got to play against these blokes, you can't shut down the game and try and beat New Zealand because they can play that game too. Mm.
When you were here, you were always watching the Today Show thinking what a great job Lisa Wilkinson was doing.
Yeah.
And now you're going to be working with her at Channel 10.
Yeah, I think you said she dropped me off before.
Yeah.
she didn't know, though, because she was down. She had a red bandana on, actually. It's Fitzy.
It's Fitzy. Yeah, I know. What a call. Yeah. She's come across. I think she'd be making cups of teas and coffee for everyone at the moment.
Oh, well, you know there's dough there,
work
mate.
Experience.
You know there's dough there.
Exactly right.
Hey, you going up to Brizzy?
We are. We're at the ground.
So, at the end, mate. Down to the Gold Coast for the supercars. Huh?
Yeah,
I know you love your motorsport. I know you love your motorsport.
That'll be great.
Yeah.
$4.60, $1.20.
Yep.
Do you want to tip the Wallabies? If not, 13.5 is the start, $1.85.
Take it on both accounts. I reckon our boys are a win.
Really?
Yep.
Yes, mate.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, worst case scenario, hedge your bets and go the 13.5 start. But I reckon our blokes are a chance to win.
At $4.60?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah,
good on you, Berkey.
You're telling the truth, or you?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, okay. I'm telling the truth.
All right.
What I normally don't.
Berkey
tell the truth.
Does. Berkey. He only occasionally lies. Most of the time, it's the truth. Good on you, Berkey.
Thanks,
good
boys.
On you, mate.
Great to see
Matthew you, mate. Burke.